It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. A look at the growing marijuana industry in Alaska. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And now, The Buzz.
Hey, happy Saturday and 420, everybody.
Hey, 420! Oh,
yeah. 420 blazes.
Can we laugh now?
Good old Saturday. Yeah. Welcome to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARradio.com. I'm one of your hosts, Joe Hachi. Sitting next to me is fine, strapping young gentleman, business partner, and co-host, Sam Hachi.
Hey, you didn't change for 420, huh? Not like smoking chief partner buddy burned down.
The man ripped. That says whatever's on his mind.
The guy that gave me the first weed ever in my life. I remember that day. It was cold.
Dude, yeah, I don't want to talk about how old you were, but why can't I smoke? Parents were gone.
It was a good time.
Pipe going, dude.
Yeah, I just remember my voice being so weird.
And we're like, okay, you really want to. So we packed a bowl and sent him outside. Don't come back inside until he's done.
And we were having a Halo LAN party and a bunch of Xboxes over and TV set up.
That used to be the best.
I just love
man.
That you said LAN party. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, date ourselves a little bit.
For all the kids out there.
Before the internet, you took your console to someone else's house and
physically
you
plugged
up
it in.
Everything.
Yeah. And then you could talk trash face to face.
Did we even have Wi-Fi back then? I don't know.
No, there's no Wi-Fi.
I think
back
so.
Then. No. No, it was
the
all dial up.
Xboxes didn't have them. You know?
No.
Dial up, yeah.
You know, I don't think you couldn't game online with dial up, right?
Uh-uh.
Nah, I can't do that.
No, I don't think
you can barely do AOL online.
Yeah, I remember.
You can barely do a lot of things. You know?
I remember wanting to use the phone and picking the phone up and then mashing a bunch of buttons and then hanging the phone up again. And then somebody be like, "Oh, I got kicked off the internet." And be like, "Oh, that sucks." And then make my phone call.
See what I've had to deal with my whole life, people?
Jeez. It is 420, people.
Anyways, who are these guys?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a terrible host. We have Matt Seeberger and Kyle Doherty here in our studio today.
Hello. Happy 420. Thanks for having us.
Happy 420.
They operate our garden and our manufacturing, two of the most likable, well-versed gentlemen to ever traverse the Alaskan industry. Thanks for hanging out today.
Accepted.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Kind words. Thank you. Yeah, thanks again for having us, man. A big day. Got a lot of shopping and deals on the list today. But glad to be here in the studio with you guys and excited to tell some stories and talk shop a little bit. And
it's 420.
See where we go.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we have the guys that operate? You know what I mean? Pull you away from the job on the most important day. It's like Christmas. Eve day, New Year's.
Well, we've had you guys on the show a couple times, Matt for sure.
Yeah, a few times,
like four, I think.
This would be the fourth one.
Time,
yeah.
Yeah, buddy, giving us updates on the garden and all the good stuff coming out. Yeah. And Kyle, this is probably your second time.
With you guys, it's the third. My fifth appearance on the Buzz. Throughout its life. So.
Well, it's good. So that if Joe and I, you know, we got replacement. You guys can jump
we're
on the Buzz
them today.
I'll
give you my notes. Just
no, it's so funny. Well, hey guys, we were walking around the shop trying to talk about it, and kind of going to make this a regular thing, bringing you guys in and giving you an update on Tanana. We're always in a constant state of build and move and shake and change. Both aspects of the business really are going to be coming into some cool things here in this next year. Maddie, we were just talking about. So we had live rosin products, and if you guys aren't familiar in the listening audience, you take the weed, you freeze the weed, you put the weed in a water, and you freeze all the trichromes off, and you take the trichromes, and you freeze dry it, and you press the trichromes, and then you get the goo, and then the goo sits on the shelf for a bunch of weeks, and then you have the goo that you smoke, and it's the most delicious goo.
Very simplified.
Freshly squeezed weed squeezins. I've heard somebody refer to it as
fresh weed squeezins.
Freshly squeezed weed squeezins.
Okay.
Shout out.
Is that marketable?
Shout out to John and Pete. I know that's what he wanted to call the live rosin, but I was like, nobody knows what that is, bro.
Do we have enough room on our packaging to say all that?
They'd have to wrap around the side, you know.
Oh man,
it is good stuff, though. Yeah, it's definitely one of the finer products available, you know, and. As we're learning and navigating a little bit, like we're finding that it's not the easiest thing, you know what I mean? And by that, you have to search for certain candidates that lend themselves better to the process, as well as, you know, harvest dates and light and temperature. All this stuff sort of, adds up to make a big difference, I think. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, getting my hands dirty, if you will, and hashy, and man, it's been a good time, and it's some amazing product, I'm just excited to see where we can go with it from here, man.
Yep. It's great to see the two of you work together, and Matt, I mean, you guys do so much pheno hunting and looking for new stuff, and you guys were just talking about the terpy slurping and differences. What are some of the things that you're excited to see coming out of the garden here soon?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's hard to come up off such an, you know, our top shelf flower in order to make this other top shelf product. You know, it's not made with trim. It's not made with any, you know, nonsense. It's made with the best of the best that we produce. And there's a little risk involved, you know, handing it over, like, all right, you better make that hash right. You know what I'm saying? You better get good yields off of there. You know? But I think moving forward, I mean, the pheno hunting, I think the washability, if you will, of these new strains is going to be very important moving forward, you know, because not every strain wants to dump off the hash like you want it to. And that's where the risk comes in, you know, when you're losing and stuff like that, when you could have just sold the flower as it is. So I do have a couple new genetics in the lineup that were specifically hunted and bred for those qualities, which is pretty exciting. So instead of just kind of shooting in the dark, we're kind of getting a foot up on, you know, it's not just searching and searching, you know, these are supposed to be some tried and true strains that hopefully give us the upper edge on this process.
Heck yeah, man. And it's been really cool too, because obviously we have a couple different modes of extraction over there at Tanana. It's not just the rosin. We're doing ethanol extraction as well. So that pretty much lends itself well to anything that we want to do there, or extract. So from there, the hard part for me and the fun part, I guess, in a lot of ways is trying to pick the winners, you know, because we have how many strains now? 40 strains or something? It's an insane amount. So at the end of the day, there is only so much processing, like, capability. And even if there were that much more, maybe, you know, it's like, then that's a lot of product to try to move too. So we want to try to find the ones that translate the best through the rosin, but also through the ethanol process as well. And we're excited. We got some, like, you know, distillate flavors online and our chronic carts, which are a little bit more like, not a little bit more. They are, you know, a full spectrum extracts. We do some filtration on them and stuff to take it, remove some waxes and color pigment and stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, it translates to a pretty solid final product. We're really excited about it. It's kind of like one of the, you know, lower cost vape options. And then we have the distillate as well, which, I mean, again, we still offer at a very competitive price, but, you know, a little bit more refined. And yeah, we're just excited to get these processes kind of, you know, dialed in and take things to the next level. So it's been really fun working back there in the lab, and we got a really great team. Jay does a good job, and now we got Shane as packager. So we share a wall with Chad, which is awesome, because Chad is actually, you know, for the listeners, if you don't know, the man behind the scenes who's doing the design a lot of times.
Yeah.
So he's just been pumping out some really cool stuff. If you haven't got a chance to get to the shop, check out the merch and stuff, because, man, that guy is a wizard back there.
It's always
lab.
Revolving. There's
everything
always new stuff going
everything
in.
You see, all the clothing, all the packaging for the product. I mean, the art on the walls, you know, the guy.
Stickers every week for all the fresh product, man.
For years.
And it's just so cool because, like, it's just a whole other side to it, you know, that in the past I've kind of had to have a hand in, and this time, like, with the design division there at Tanana, like, it's just really neat to know that, like, everything is just going to be handled in a really professional, cool way. And so, like, when the stickers come out for a new product or a new strain or, like, distillate that we're running, one of the parts I get most excited for is to see the design for the stickers, because he's got some really cool stickers, man. So yeah, shout out to them and the stuff they're cooking up over there. Some really cool jackets that just came out. I'm sure you've been seeing them around town and around the shop. So, yeah.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARradio.com.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We're kind of talking a little bit about the strains and new products that are coming out, which is, you know, the manufacturing has kind of gotten into more full swing since you have joined our team here. And traditionally, Maddie, you've been looking at, you know, pheno hunting. We've always cracked a bunch of seeds. You got 100 seeds cracked right now, and I'm just really curious to hear some of the things that you got cooking. But we've always kind of pheno hunted for like the commercial garden, like big A bud flower, high testers. It's this tall, it's this leafy, it has this node structure, it likes this food, it likes this temperature, everything else. And then when we start looking at the extraction side, it's kind of fun to see the kind of shift when we're pheno hunting for some of these strains and how we're building the garden and how you're making these rooms not only be able to have really great selling just flower and you know, joint products, but also have that sandy bud, you know, that terpy slurpy has, or you know, the blueberry or whatever other strains that we have going on. I'd be kind of curious, you got anything in the cooking books, you know, people can be looking for the cookings, what's going on?
We got a couple good ones lined up. I mean, I got a good strain called Jelly Donuts.
Oh, Jelly Donuts.
Got another one called Golden Sands. It's coincidence you mentioned sands, and then this is the one that's supposed to be a very high washer.
A high washer, yeah. And that's kind of what we're looking for then, is kind of what Kyle alluded to.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was actually mentioned by someone else. Like, oh, yeah, you want the sandy ones. I was like, oh, you know, this is also new to me. This is kind of new territory, the rosin and mm-hmm. all of that. So, mm-hmm. again, it's been a really enjoyable, really fun process. But, like, we're learning, you know, it really is. It's so much more intricate than, you know, the other modes of extraction where it's, you know, you're just pulling out the goodies. This one... it's a mechanical extraction, so it requires a lot more, you know, fine attention to detail. And so in the same way, a lot of times when I was talking to you on one of the walkthroughs you were describing to me, I was like, well, how do you pick these phenos? You guys had so many plants, right? And I was like, these are all so beautiful. And then we went to the flowering room. I was like, well, keep all of these. You're like, no, we keep one or two. And I wanted to cry a little bit, right?
We kill more healthy plants in our shop than we do sick ones, that's for sure.
That's the sign of a healthy garden. I mean, as someone who's not a great gardener, I'll tell you that.
People look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, yep, all these, trash.
Trash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 6 months old.
What do you mean?
Don't even hesitate.
Yeah. You know, mother
plants.
It's
not plants. Top shelf, man. You gotta get out of here.
Well, it's a pheno hunting, right? Like, how many? I wish.
Well, the big part of it you explained to me is you have your system, right? And your system is kind of tried and true. You guys have been doing this for a long time, decades. So when you have, you know, experience like that and you have a system that's so refined and so dialed in, you're looking for candidates that fit into your system, too. So sometimes you find a great pheno, but are you willing to change your feed schedule or temperatures or wait those extra weeks or do any of these things? And, as Sam starts listing off the things that they're eliminating for, I was like, well, no wonder you kill all these plants, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so in the same regards, I'm finding it's kind of the same thing with washing the hash, right? So there has to be the strains have to fit into a certain category, right? Into a certain box. And you can't make them fit into that box for rosin nearly as much. But with the other modes of extraction, like I said, it's great because they typically translate a lot better. And so, yeah, it's been a fun process to kind of weed through those and discover what's what and work with Matt. And I'm really excited to see some of these new ones that we are specifically growing for the rosin extraction, because that's been a part of the cool wave of legalization is, you know, the fact that you've had these breeders in the past with the black market, right, if you want to call it the traditional market, as I sometimes refer to it as, you didn't have the ability to keep genetics around. The breeding was such a so much harder, right? The preservation of genetics, and now they have tissue culture and people keep clones like without worrying. But in the back, that was a high risk activity because you're keeping a marijuana plant. They didn't normally care if it was flowering or not. You know, some states they
plant
you
counts
know,
a plant count, bro.
Yeah, plant counts a plant count, exactly. So, the things have changed so much, and the cool part about the breeding is that they have been able to tailor some of these strains specifically for some of this stuff. And I feel like they've been able to do that a lot more because of the legalization, right?
Well, they got me as far as a marketing point. I mean, when I saw that as a highlight on some of these genetics when I was doing a recent, you know, a round of purchasing and trying to find some new stuff for the garden, you know, that's definitely something that jumped out to me and where I just kind of couldn't pass it up. Yeah, but on the other side, not being so one-dimensional, I mean, I definitely found some other genetics that are just, you know, going for, like, pure flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not everything is just about the rosin as much as I do love it.
Yeah.
We got just a little bit. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you still running these three times in the lab? Are the testing rooms upstairs?
Correct.
Yep. Still, even though you're going to go to blast with them.
Yeah, it'll be next year by the time you see it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely 2025 production stuff.
You'll see all the phenos, though. We'll get to do a bunch of fun pheno testing.
Get a bunch of small batches and stuff
again,
like that.
Again, for business parts perspective, it's not the greatest. Like,
and it all goes into making that final product.
Yeah, you get a bunch of random oil.
Well, happy 420. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The Buzz will return on KFAR Radio right after this word from our sponsors.
Great deals all week at the Tin and Aught Herb Company. Munchy Mondays with 15% off all edibles. Trainwreck Tuesdays get you $20 six-pack boxes. Don't miss Thirsty Thursdays, 100 milligram hash-aid drinks for just $20. Funky Friday with Bongo half off. How about Shatter Saturdays? Gets you 20% off Frogman and Choice Extracts. Sunday Funday, you'll find Old Deli strains for just $10 a gram. Only at the Tin and Aught Herb Company's all-new retail store. From cultivation to manufacturing to retail. All under one giant 50,000 square foot roof. That's Tin and Aught Herb Company. Open 7 days a week off Wells Street. License number 14467. Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or heavy machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
We now return to The Buzz on KFAR Radio.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back. guys. We're talking Matt and Kyle from Tin and Aught Herb Company. Thanks for thanks for joining us today, guys, holiday.
Yeah, I love you guys. Oh, so funny. Okay, so what were we talking about? Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Happy 420. If you get a chance, swing by retail at 1200 Well Street. It's downtown Fairbanks. We have fancy stuff at a retail. We have a new type of joint out there. It's a cylindrical, non-cone fancy. Kyle, how did you describe this?
Oh, man. Through the course of trying to, improve efficiencies and do a few other things behind the scenes, we stumbled upon this great new joint shape. And let me just tell you this. I've used a lot of joints in my day. And one thing, I love the usability, the ease of loading my own, cone. So right back in the day, they had this, I'll name the name Cyclone, I think was the name of the blunt, right? And it was kind of the first clone, and it was a blunt. It wasn't actually a joint paper. But they found, there was a really easy way with these packing machines, right, in the past to use the cones and pack several of them at the same time. But the problem with the cone thing is, it does a weird thing. And here's the thing is, I'm gonna give you guys a little props, a little fluffage here too, and I'm not trying to dunk on others, but the cone works really great for weed that's mediocre or isn't very resonant, should I say.
Take that for what you want.
Exactly. But unfortunately, if you do get a really, really nice joint of some really high quality Tin and Aught Herb Company marijuana, it tends to throw a fat resin ring, and then it gets a little clogging at the end. And sometimes
or does something weird.
Sometimes they do that thing where they flop over and it's like, what are we even doing here, man?
Get rid of these things.
It's just like, man, we got to find a better shape. And we did. We finally found a better shape with a crutch in there. And so, yeah, I mean, you guys know. We're really excited about it.
And you can check them out at our retail. We have a 420 special going on, half grand pre-roll for $2.
Did you say $2 today?
Freaking
dude, I know where I'm going after the show.
You get two half grand pre-rolls for $4. Bro. Or one of those fancy 1 gram blunts for $8.
Get out of
here. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You know, we got 15% off on all in-house concentrates. Yeah. You know, we got $30 sugar waxes. The list goes on. For 1 grams, we have just great deals at 10 or 1200 Wall Street. You can check us out. But I appreciate that. That was an excellent explanation of our new shape and style and smokability of the joint.
Dude, they rip, dude. Let's be honest. So, like, the problem in the past, you're trying to rip a cone.
You get hernia.
You can't smoke that.
I lose my lips between my teeth trying to suck through the little tiny cone thing.
I'd have a better time sucking a tennis ball through a hose
like
or something, man.
Stuck
what
in
are
there.
We doing here?
Awful. Awful. And just so you guys know, these are.
But you
about
can rip these things.
Millimeters.
I mean, you draw, man, and I mean, it is like.
Yeah.
Whew,
it's like a 7 millimeter half gram joint in diameter.
And I smoke all the way to the end, too. You don't get that.
Mm-hmm. To the face is what we used to say.
Seven by 70 millimeter, I think it is. 70 millimeter by 70.
Nobody uses millimeters.
I don't know, man.
Who cares?
No, I'm just saying what the rest of the world does.
Like, hey, well, 70 millimeters here on this brand new joint. It's really nice, isn't it?
3/19 of an inch.
Did you say half gram for $2?
$2?
That's all I'm hearing right now.
I don't care.
Jesus.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARadio.com.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not buzzed at all, guys. It's not 420, I swear.
I do have a disclaimer for these half gram pre-rolls, right? There's a daily limit of 28 grams sold, so we can sell you 56 of these. Right?
Oh, I think only 56.
Yeah,
so please, guys.
At $2.
You know.
So it's $112 for an ounce of joints. It's pretty fantastic.
Don't smoke them all in one sitting. You know,
or on the drive home. Jesus.
We have 24 packs that are also, you know. Come check us out, man. 1200 Wall Street, half of 420. You can't tell we've already partaken our product. We're still having an intelligent conversation and having a great time, too.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over there after this. I'm going to get like 10 of them. I'm going to like tie them all into a big circle, and I'm going to smoke like one giant, giant joint of like 10 of them. It's 420, guys. I mean, like, what?
That's a great idea.
Come on. Let's have some fun, right?
Let's have some fun.
1200 Wall Street. You know where I'll be getting my joints today.
It's $12. We'll put you a joint in each of your fingers here, and you can just kind of keep puffing on them as you like move them through your mouth.
Sam and I will actually be over there for a little while if you want to come, you know.
Yeah, probably in the afternoon. Yeah, if you can come check us out.
Yeah, after lunch maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Grab some firehouse or something.
Oh, yeah, firehouse. Shout out to firehouse.
Shout out to firehouse.
That firehouse, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, firehouse?
Oh, Garden Deli right next door.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
They make the best
food truck. I'm not sure if there's one outside yet.
Yeah, I know. I think they were talking about getting one out there.
I think it might be
the fire supply or whatever.
But anyways, so the whole reason why I brought you guys on here, and I convinced you in the first place that this wouldn't be a waste of your time, is that we do have a bunch of new stuff coming. Great new joints. Thank you, Kyle. We're going to do some infused joints. We're also going to be doing some maybe moon rocks, experimenting on that side. But we also have new rooms. We have these fancy new rooms. Are they fourth gen or fifth gen? Because the small shop's first gen. Room one and two, second, three and four,
three through six.
Five and six was fourth gen. So this is the fifth. This is the fifth generation,
and they're all going to look like 7 and 8 from now on.
Oh my gosh!
I think we're setting the new standard with these rooms as well.
All the controllers are on the front wall, so you can walk up to the room. You don't even have to look in the room to see how they're doing.
We have 900, almost 1,000. Pints of dehumidification on a 24-hour period. We've got 10 tons of AC. Got a bunch of wall fans in there. Rolling beds.
You're missing the most important part.
Tell us about them.
Finally moving into the future and going with full spectrum LED lights.
Hey.
Dun, dun, dun.
Waiting a long time for this.
Dude, they're expensive. Man. We sell a little bit. We have to buy a little bit of lights.
Lamps are so much cheaper than...
Yeah, we're getting rid of our HPSs.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, shout out EPA.
Times are changing.
Yep.
I mean, you can see the the results, I mean, just immediately.
Yeah.
Years and years of growing some of these same strains. All of a sudden, you know, today was a different day, and they're doing stuff I've never seen before.
Which is just crazy, yeah. Because, I mean, it wasn't long ago when I got up here, right? Mm-hmm. Funny story, I started growing some weed in my bathtub in one of the spare bedrooms.
Hey, you got drainage already?
Yeah, I jumped on the forums, on the grow forums. I wasn't showering with the plants. I got asked that question a lot. But the LEDs weren't that great. You know, a lot of people were still pretty staunch believers that the HPS were outperformers. And I think that there were a select few that knew how to use them and knew how to use the right ones and were getting really near that point of you know, being able to mimic. And that was, that was 7 years ago. So just like anything else, right, there's a big curve to the technology, right? It's exponential. And so I think we're only going to see those lights continue to improve and hopefully the energy costs come down as a result, because I think that's a big part of it.
It took a lot to get these guys to fork up some change for these lights, because like you said, they are very expensive in comparison.
Well, they're three times the price of one light.
Well, the Gavita 2400Es, the 2400Es, yeah. And I think that because we bought six or seven of them and we put them upstairs in our testing rooms, we had three testing rooms, we were running the same strains. We were in trials for three, four cycles of strain by strain. One room had HPS with its own AC and everything, and the other one is the same mimic. The only thing we're changing is the light. And the light has, you know, equal... if not just a little bit better. There's, you know, between strains, you know, it's anecdotal. If you look over 40 strains, it's, you know, one strain may do considerably better than the other, more or less. And this is all just kind of anecdotal. But, like, the thing that I saw from the LEDs is everything is much more uniformed and consistent and less variability in the HPS. And I think that just now, and those lights are last year's model something, you know, I think we're finally seeing in the market that they're like, hey, these lights are comparable in all of the, you know, testing and potency and yield and structure and growth rate and metabolism. Like, it's comparable now, in my humble opinion, you know?
Well, we switch out HPS lights, light bulbs, every, 6 months to a year?
Yeah.
Sure.
Whenever the PAR says.
Yep.
Sure.
So we never have to do that again.
They got like a 50,000 run hour time or something.
By the time those go out, imagine what the lights will be like then, you know?
Yeah,
it'll be AI run. With like little lasers, like individually shining certain spectrum on like the leaf surface, right?
Pretty cool. They just got lasers that can zap off and prune the plant too. That's,
that is
the prune crew. That's cool. Fear of the future. They will not have jobs in the future. Yeah, I've seen little drones that pick apples off of trees and stuff. Now nobody around. So you can
it was a good run, Matt. We had a good run, brother.
They start putting ads on this radio show.
Oh man, right. Oh, we're talented guys.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, someone's got to run.
We'll work for
gotta,
weed.
Someone's got to plug them in at the end of the day, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, I know. Well, I don't think that. Maybe I'm just a pessimist or optimist or something. Like AI will do some things in robots, but like there's nothing that's really ever going to get rid of the human touch, right? To be able to talk, like you talk to Cammy, right? I love Cammy to death, but the way that she communicates with those plants, I just don't. If you like need a soul. You know what I mean? I don't think a robot's ever going to replace that.
No, man. Like, there's little animals in the garden, and, like, it's a vibe when you walk into that room. It's like, holy cow. I mean, it exudes, like you said, a certain energy.
We can automate a lot of the purpose, don't get me wrong, but, like, we'll always have people doing the things.
Yeah, certainly. And I think the technology isn't inherently good or bad. I think it's a tool. And so, you know, as we see it develop in advance, hopefully... it'll just give people the ability to kind of do more, not necessarily hinder their ability to do things the way they are now.
Well, it's 420. Happy 420. Go to 1200 Well Street to get your $2 joint, and you can get a bunch of them for $2 because they're awesome, and they're in new shape, and they're smoking amazing, and they're made by humans.
Made with love.
Made with love.
Peace out. I got to cut it short, you guys. Thanks again for joining us, boys. It's been another episode of The Buzz. Thanks for sharing a small part of your Saturday with us. For more information about Tanana Herb Company, come see us at 1200 Well Street or find us on Instagram or Facebook or tananaherbcompany.com. Coming up is Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at kfarradio.com. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company on Well Street. License number 14467. To listen back to this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the KFAR website. This has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active and KFAR Radio.